Speaking of being part of the show, we are always pleased to have on with us Dr. Brent Sharp, who joins us now. He's one of our medical experts this morning as we check out and find out what's on his topic today. It's one that a lot of guys and women don't like to talk about, ED.
Yeah, and Dr. Brent, nice to have you with us here today.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing great today. Erectile dysfunction's what the topic is here today, and I got to ask, because you hear it, you see advertisements on television about it a lot, all these kind of things. Is it as big a problem? I mean, what kind of ratio are you talking about?
Well, it actually affects about 50% of men over the age of 50. As some studies will say, it's 75% of 70-year-old men. And the key concept is here, this affects two people, not just one. So I think it's something very important to talk about and to tell your doctor and to talk about as a couple. So that you can seek treatment, because there are excellent treatment out there.
Well, let's talk on both ends of that. First, let's talk about what maybe the causes are that may be behind this, and then let's jump to how we treat it.
Sure. The main issue is this is a blood flow issue. So this can be a window into things like heart disease, stroke. So when those arteries don't bring in blood flow to those organs, then there are problems. So that's mainly how we're going to look at treating this, is how do we increase the blood flow? How do we correct the blood flow? But one of the main concepts that I like people to understand, and what I love about this disease, is it gives us an opportunity to treat what is the most common killer in America, and that's heart disease. And yes, that's sometimes called the silent killer. And here's a disease that we don't like to talk about, but we should, because it can then let us make that silent disease become non-silent, and we can intervene on it. So,
wow, how about that? Man, we wouldn't have thought about that.
Had gone that direction, wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. Yeah, and then there's many things that we can treat. I say excellent treatments. We all hear the commercials, and those are one option for them, but a lot of men think that that's the only thing that's out there, or a lot of women think that that's the only out there. There are at least four or five other treatment options that are very, very effective, very easy to do. There's a corrective procedure, and that's what one of my special interests is what's called prostatic urology. And couples should think of that procedure just like they would a knee replacement or a hip replacement, any other kind of prosthetic that you would have to improve your quality of life or to return something that's been taken away from you. That surgery can do that, and it's only about a 30-minute procedure with a minimal recovery time. So,
is it a... Being it's only a 30-minute procedure, is it a particularly difficult procedure? I mean, the level of skill involved, because let's face it, that's sort of a sensitive area.
It is a sensitive area, and it is something that takes a considerable amount of skill to do them efficiently and to do them well. And I think that one of my key concepts that your listeners hear from me is volume predicts outcome. High-volume surgeons tend to do what they do very, very well. In other words, when your car is broken, you take it to a very good mechanic that works on that specific part of your car. And this is no different. So within urology, there's about 5% of urologists who do a high volume of prosthetic urology. And that's who patients want to seek because, number one, their operative times are going to be less. So when I speak about a 30, 45-minute procedure, I'm talking about those people, not the people that do five or six a year, which may be operative times of 2 hours, so more than double. Their outcome is going to be better because they're frequently doing it, they're familiar with it, their crew and their team is familiar with it. Surgery is a team sport, so that's something that's very important for patients to ask for information. We're proud to be able to have that skill set in our practice. So.
Dr. Brent, are you seeing more men willing to talk about this? Do you think the greater number won't talk about this? And I guess the side question is, are women involved in helping make this decision or getting their man to the doctor to begin with, and as in other situations?
Yeah, as in most health things involving men.
Yeah.
Well, if we're smart, we do what our women or our wives tell us to do.
That's for sure.
So the women do tend to send the men or at least talk about it. Sometimes the female partner will suppress that desire to have that fixed for whatever reasons, and that's what I hope that we do here today or in some of our talks, is we undo some of that fear or not wanting to seek treatment. So I think that would be the first question or the first answer. The second is men should talk about it. They should ask about it. They do suffer in silence, and with recognition, with knowledge comes power. And that's a famous quote. Can't tell you who quoted it, but so that's something we should try to proclaim to our audience is, again, knowledge is power, information, ask your doctor. And the reason to ask your doctor is because, yes, you'll get this issue treated, but what you may prevent is that sudden death of heart from a heart disease or a stroke or some cardiac arrhythmia. So,
well, I'll tell you, folks, go ahead, Dr. Brent.
I said the way to put that is about 35% of all cardiovascular disease will occur within 3 years of developing ED.
How about that? I didn't know that.
That's a pretty big percentage.
I did not know that at all. I got to tell you, though, but to our audience, and you need to hear this too, Dr. Brent, and I'm sure you do, if it's as easy to talk to you in the office as it is here on the radio, I got to tell you, then it's going to be very easy, folks, whatever that situation may be, to go talk. You really make it easy for us here. And we're not medical guys, you know.
We don't do well with those sorts of things.
Yeah,
but
either
you make
one
it
of us.
Interesting, but you bring good content.
Well, I do appreciate that. You probably over-exaggerated a little bit, but I do appreciate it. And one of the things that we do in our office is all our patients get a form that they get to answer this question in private, in discreet nature, that we can then realize this questionnaire that identifies this problem. And then if the patient doesn't want to bring it up, then we can. And then they can say, I want to talk about that, I don't. So we try to take some of that pressure off patients, and I hope that's what we're doing today, is this is something you should talk about, is something you should tell your doctor. There's nothing to be ashamed of. This is a normal issue in marriage, and we should promote that. So.
Absolutely. There's a person or people listening this morning that probably need help with this as we speak. Excellent information here. Dr. Brent, always good having you aboard today, and we'll let you get back at a very busy day, and thanks for taking time with us this morning.
Thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too,
sure
man.
Thing.